And then since that time, they make it fun.
Okay. What does a field man for a dairy do?
They try to talk farmers into going into dairy business.
Mm-hmm.
And then help them with their barn plans and that kind of thing.
Oh, okay. Where did you go to school?
I went to Lester School, finished high school there. Then I went to NC State in animal industry and finished in 1948.
So you graduated from there?
Yeah.
With a what kind of degree?
BS.
Okay. And where's that?
Raleigh.
In Raleigh?
In Raleigh.
Do you belong to a church?
Well, we did. our names is still there. Bell Church is one we, our names is still on the roads, but we hadn't been in 2 years.
What kind of church is that?
It's a Methodist.
Okay.
Just say we're a Methodist.
All right. How about any kind of organizations?
Farm Bureau, and that's it.
And where were your parents born?
Well, my daddy's born, let's see. He's born right around here too, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. How about your mother?
She was born all down on Old Turkey Creek,
mm-hmm.
about 7 miles from here.
Okay. I saw, it's a good thing that you said North Turkey Creek.
You saw three of them.
I saw several of
two
them.
Two of them before you got here.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So where were your mother's parents from?
They're from Madison County, Marshall.
Okay.
Oh, one of them was, and then the other one was right there where she's born. See?
Uh-huh. Which one?
The father. Her father was born right where she was.
Okay.
On Old Turkey Creek.
Okay. And how about your father's parents?
They was born, one of them was born here and then one of them was in Bethel, in Haywood County.
Okay, which one?
The daddy was born here and the mother was born in Haywood County.
Okay.
At Bethel.
Okay. Okay. Well.
I'm gonna go back and get them babies and family things. That's got it all back.
Well, we don't have to go too much further back than that. That's far enough, I think.
Well, we can give you the dates and everything.
Well, I was just going to ask you if you knew, the only other thing, if you knew of any of your ancestors or whatever from any other countries came here. Everybody you know of was...
The Penlands, my mother's people, they came here from Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
And then before that, they come from Scotland.
Okay.
And those people was from England.
Okay.
And I guess maybe his mother was from Germany because she was Edwards. They used to pronounce it Edwards, I think, over there in Canton.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, that's where it comes from.
Okay. All right. Is there been any kind of German or French or any kind of community here in this area?
No.
Mostly all English speaking.
Yeah.
Part of the country.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, these are just all terms and some of them, they're crazy. There's just ordinary little things, different words you have for it.
All right.
So we'll go through and you can tell me if what you call it, or if you heard old, you know, might have heard your grandparents talking about, you know, things different way. Like, what do you call the room in your house where you might have company?